This is Fiona Big Mama's part, and I'm in Camden at the Bullet Bar with Eugene Machine. And Eugene Machine are...
Drunken, Duncan, Funkin, on percussion and strange sound effects.
Robin Machine on guitars and effects.
Emergetic on vocals and other bits.
Richard T. Fingers, bass, vocals, and just general sort of twitching.
So basically, whatever they tell you to do. So I'd like you to explain about comets and Chertsey. Anybody want to explain that?
Is that you?
Yeah, sorry, yes, Jamie actually isn't here right now. It was just unfortunate because, yes, he has now thawed out of this comet that came and landed in a garden in Chertsey. You didn't read my blog, obviously. What's wrong with you? And yeah, and he's with us tonight, but he's like, you know, hanging out and, preparing.
Why is he not talking to me?
He's gone back to the comet.
He's shy.
Every gig
he doesn't speak this language very well.
He's got a drum kit.
Yeah, he's gone back to collect his drums.
So he's the new drummer, is that
he's
right?
The new drummer, yes, that's correct, yes.
Okay.
Jamie, yeah.
Right. So, let's take it back with you.
This gets a little complicated. So how did you all get together? How did Eugene Machine become Eugene Machine? Who would like to answer?
Well, I guess it started with Robin and Emma. Just making tunes, really. Robin and I had worked in a band previously called the Five Easy Pieces, and they were kind enough to knock on my door and request my services. And it's gone from strength to strength ever since. And we've never looked back, and all those other cliches. Next.
Is there another version to this story?
Anybody?
I'll tell you, no. But we were trying to get drunk and funkin', in the band for ages because he's mighty with the power of samples and just general drunken stories of debauchery and trying to find his way home. So, so he was the missing piece. We got him, we got the new drummer, everything's tickety-boo.
Okay, there's another thing that I read on your MySpace about Wild Blanket.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Anybody want to tell me about Wild Blanket?
I don't know anything about him.
Wild Blanket's a photographer we know who we met.
At the Fly.
At the Fly, we played a gig at the Fly. It was part of a launch night for What magazine. I don't know if that's still going, but he was there, and we hooked up, and Emma had a really nice conversation with him, and. Yeah, he's come to a few gigs, taken photos of us. Really great life. He's a really great live photographer. Wildblanket.com.
We won a competition that he has, a yearly awards, because this guy, I mean, he's out more than anybody you know. I mean, he's out like 3 gigs a night, and I just don't know how he sleeps or whatever. But he's a wicked photographer. Anyway, he does a Wild Blanket Awards yearly, and we won an award for best lift to Brighton. Yeah. Because I was humbled and at the same time amazed by thinking, did he actually get any other lifts to Brighton? However, we took it, and brilliant, and no cash prize. But
did you get a statuette?
No, but we got a nice. We didn't get a.
We got their text and a picture on.
We got stuff. We got the kudos of being best lift to Brighton. So, and we're very proud of our mini tour bus, the Super Extra, all the way from Japan. So, to get an award that sort of encompassed having the van in it as well, which was wicked. So,
cool.
That's Wild Blanket.
So how would you describe Eugene Machine? Because you've listed many influences on MySpace, to Futurama, from Kraftwerk, and so how would you define Eugene Machine's music?
Yeah, well, I mean,
I was a kind of a later sort of addition to the band, and I'd always admired Eugene Machine's output and sort of material as such. But I always
not sure Emma believes you.
Well, I mean, yeah, well, you know, but no, but I yeah, I honestly think it's a sort of like, to me anyway, it seems like a mixture of sort of like pop-tastic electronic sort of percussive and quite catchy and riffy. Jointy, angly, funky kind of vibes going down, really. Yeah, and quite upbeat and, yeah, quite sort of festival-esque, I think, if that makes sense.
That was very straightforward, thanks for that. Say goodbye.
Goodbye. I'm so sorry. This is Richard from Eugene Machine signing off.
He's gone to pick up his girlfriend. He's been very chivalrous. Okay, so you do a lot of, you remix a lot of songs as well, yes?
Yes.
Yeah.
We do.
So, what's the response from people? Because I know you've done Came From The Stars, you've remixed one of their songs.
We did, yeah. We were on their previous 12-inch, we did a remix of their track Hot Ink, which is a wicked track. Do you know that band?
I do.
Yeah, fucking awesome band. And so we did one of them. We did one for the White Rose Movement a couple of years back as well. We've just done some for a couple of Brighton bands, this band called Venetia and the Voltage, and a band called Kovac. Yeah, the Venetia one's coming out on iTunes, I think. And there's a couple more in the pipeline, yeah. They're just like, it's fun to do because it's not your own stuff, so you kind of, you have a lot more a freedom in a way, do you know what I mean? Because it's less consequential to you personally, sort of thing. And
we extend the vibe that we have in the band and bring that to sort of the remixes. They tend to be sort of up tempo, sort of percussive tracks. Yeah.
Definitely got the Eugene Machine stamp on the remixes.
Yeah.
It's got the sound.
A sort of poor quality.
But yeah, the bedroom Mac sound.
Netto remix. Forget ghetto, it's Netto.
So how do they respond to your remix? Has the response been good?
Yeah, I think
mixed.
Mixed. I think with anyone, like even like great remixes like Soul Wax, you know, you like some of the ones you do, and then maybe the bands don't like them, or you do one which you think is like okay, and they love it.
Well, the one we did for White Rose Movement was quite funny because we got a reaction sheet from that. So the reactions from clubs ranged from, you know, fucking awesome dance floor stomper to what was it? Who the fuck is Eugene Machine? you know, and
it's very subjective, isn't it?
Exactly, yeah. So, but we averaged a slightly better than average score, and that was, you know, that was cool. So yeah, but I mean, like we said, it's not something that we kind of, you know, it's not something we're making any money at or doing. You know, we do it for the fun and for the love of the bands and stuff that we do it for. So that's what it's been like, really.
So what about your own material? How do you record it? How does it come about? Is it kind of a Is it a joint effort, or does somebody write the songs and the band then works on them, or how does it work?
Okay, mixture of things. Sometimes myself and Robin will come to rehearsals with a full song already done. Sometimes they're cut down from jams. We jam a lot in rehearsals for hours. Sorry, Toby's just become a barman.
Very good one.
Yeah, fill her up. And
mine's a
lot. mine's a pint, thanks. what was the music. Oh, and sometimes it's like literally just jams that we've done, and we'll cut them up when we get home. We'll record most of the rehearsals, and we'll cut up really good jams, or we'll work from like really good jams, or we'll write them from something, from whatever it is, a beat or a bass line or a, you know. A myriad different ways, basically, yeah.
Yeah, the inspiration comes from many different sources.
From the stars.
From the ether. Yeah. You've got to be there and pick it out at that time. Yeah.
And what's the dynamic together when you're in rehearsals and jamming? Do you like to jam together as a band? Yeah. Obviously,
it.
That's a silly question.
Yeah, we love it. Well, what we tend to do is like run through the set a couple of times and then.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Yeah, run through the set a few times, loosen up, and then when we feel like we've, you know, gone over that, we just start loosening up a bit, or we might turn up to rehearsals and just start twiddling around, going to a jam before we do the actual rehearse the set. Yeah, it's just we just kind of fall into them, and then like we usually mini disc everything, and as Emma said, you know, that's where a lot of the inspiration for new material comes from. So it's very healthy for us.
We like healthy. So do is there a favourite Eugene Machine song? There's the three of you, so I'm sure your favourite songs are going to differ, but tell me what your favourite song is and why.
Okay, well, considering I haven't written any of the songs, I think they're all great. I love Life and Miracles. I think that's great. But Man Machine, because it's such a monster to play. Scent of Money. But what's the one we're not including on the set today that I really like? You Don't Know.
Don't blame me.
You don't know. I don't know.
Don't
blame me. I got that wrong. Yeah, it's called Don't Blame Me. We're not performing that one tonight, but hopefully we will do in the near future. I mean, that's my favourite because it's a real sort of quirky, strange sort of funk workout. It's got a lot of spaces and gaps and sort of like just offbeats and yes, very nice turnarounds. Yes. Very clever things going on, but solid as hell, yeah. With a funk groove.
Bottles and everything. Robin.
Like Toby, I like Man Machine. It's a very powerful song, and I love. Although there aren't many lyrics, I love the lyrics because they seem to sort of contain everything and nothing. If you know what I mean.
Clear as mud. I'm getting it, guys.
No, basically what I'm trying to say is the lyrics are very, very deep. It's a personal thing for me, what they're trying to say. To go into that further would sound probably a bit pretentious. But I also love the song Supersonic because it's like such a tribal feel. When it starts off, we're all playing percussion together, and it's a lovely feeling, very rolling.
I agree, actually. Supersonic's another one of my favourites.
Toby, you've lots of favourites. Yeah, we have to try and pin you down a bit, seriously.
Okay, yeah, Supersonic and Don't Blame Me, and Man Machine.
Emma?
Yeah, that's a good thing, isn't it? That's got to be a good thing. What do I like best? Actually, one of my favourites is one that me and Robin did years and years ago, and we've never done it with the band. It's called Modern World, and I like it because it is because it's modern, isn't it? And it's about a world, and it's modern. Yeah, no, I really like that one. Yeah, because lyrically it's fun, and you know. And it's got a woo in it. But of our ones that we do in the set, I like To The End, which we like playing first. And yeah, because that's like, because that just reminds me of Match of the Day.
Okay. All right. So.
Go!
Who'd like to tell me about Why Are We Sleeping?
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Why Are We Sleeping? Originally a mix as well as doing remixes. We do DJ as well. Emma and I DJ together, and Toby's a DJ as well. We've made mixtapes. Of course, they're on CD, but that's really cool, right? We've done one with Toby. We've done some. Just Emma and I myself, and the last one we did was called Why Are We Sleeping, which was like a compact sort of 30-minute mix of all kinds of stuff, and we mixed all kinds of genres and sort of throwing samples and stuff like that, and it's also a club. It's also a club that we are launching as well.
All right, so where is that going to be?
That's going to be in Kentish Town, funnily enough.
Perfect.
That's it really. Just Kentish Town. A place in Kentish Town. No, it was going to be in this place, but then they got like some kind of fire hazard shit thing, and so we've had to wait for it to sort of come to fruition. But why we're sleeping is one of many. I mean, we always do these like compilation tapes called like Beard Beat Volume 1, and there's never a Volume 2. It's always do the next one.
What's the one we did? Was it Monster Master Mix.
Volume one.
we still got to pull our fingers out and do Volume 2. I mean, we've got enough, you know, musical knowledge and sort of records between us to pull tons of volumes together. It's just the time and just getting it down, really, and you know, just doing it. But we love doing it. We love doing remixes.
We do. I can't wait to do the next one. But the reason it was also called Why Are We Sleeping is from a song by, it was written by Kevin Ayres when he was in the Soft Machine. But Kevin Ayres, check him out.
You heard it here. Check Kevin Ayres out.
Was that boob job? He's never had one.
Okay, we're talking about boob jobs. Emma's going to explain that.
I never said anything, no.
No.
It was our drummer. No.
I won 3 breasts like the lady in the nightclub in Battlestar Galactica.
I bought a couple of breasts today as well, which is no lie, actually.
He actually did.
Yeah, why did you buy breasts today?
So I can eat them tomorrow.
Are they a particular type of breast?
Yeah, halal.
Okay.
Chicken. Okay. Very tender.
Okay. That brings me nicely along to the last piece of clothing that you bought.
That I bought? Piece of clothing?
Yeah.
I was given a last piece of clothing, but I can't remember the last piece I bought. It's this jacket I'm wearing at the moment, which is a rather nice green, sort of like, you know, how would you describe that? Corduroy?
Corduroy.
Fine corduroy green.
It's
almost safari. And it's a French Connection, actually.
Very nice.
And it's from my friend Richie, who spends an awful lot of money on I was going to say records, but that's me. He spends an awful lot of money on clothes and trainers, and then he realises he doesn't like them like 2 weeks later and just gives them to me.
Yay.
Which is great, because he spends a lot of money on clothes.
It's a nice friend.
I just do mixtapes. I just do like CDs of like the records I buy. So like what I would save on buying clothes, Richie gives to me, and I give him sort of CD compilations of quality tunes.
That's a good trade.
I think that's a good trade.
The last pair of... I got... What did I get? I got given a pair of socks with musical notes on them.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you wear them?
I wore them once in bed. not on the street. No.
But do they actually make sound?
Didn't you wear them with sandals that time? No.
No. That was my cousin Colin. he's frightfully more groovy than I am.
Okay, Emma.
This scarf, which is like kind of Halloween cat thing, and I got it from a charity shop. And I can't remember what it was, but it was far more money than it would have been a few years ago. Bastard charity shops. So there you go.
Okay. If you could be any ruler, any leader in the world, who would you be? Why? And where would you rule?
How about...
Does it have to be a ruler of the world? That doesn't know.
It can actually be any sort of leader. It can be fictional or...
I'd be the ambassador of funk. And... it would be a worldwide thing, and I'd travel the countries worldwide and just sort of like, you know, just let them know and spread the word of the funk, and you know, people can be moved by the funk in lots of ways, and I think, you know, with the power of the funk can also remove, so it can remove a lot of hatred and a lot of like negative things, and the funk would bring it all together. Yes. And I'd probably be called Funk Spencer.
Love it. Next.
Got into a bit of trouble.
I'd be the Queen of Space.
Space Queen.
Yeah, Space Queen. Actually, no, Space Cockney, that's me.
Space Cockney.
Yeah, after a gig we did once where we dressed up and I had a sort of silver suit on, but with a fucking pearly cap on, like apples and pears. So yeah, Space Cockney probably, ruling the universe with a with a bag of fish and chips.
No, some eels. Some eels.
Jelly eels.
Up inside ya. Eels.
Yeah. Love it. Robin? Any idea? We'll come back to it. Robin doesn't want to lead. Okay, fair enough. Right, we are Pirate Pods. And it's been great fun talking to the three of you and Richard, who's gone to pick up his girlfriend. But because we're Pirate Pods, we do need you to do your best pirate impression.
Where's me funk now? I want me funk. Where's the booty?
That be Toby.
Arr, pieces of eight.
What's your favourite music?
R&B.
Hello everybody, would anyone like a nice cup of tea? Somebody's
bringing up. Eugene Machine, thank you very much.
Thank you. I wait until I hear the footsteps fade before